As we begin this sitting, I think of awareness as something we are, not something we do. What we do is remember to be aware. What we do is allow ourselves to be aware. What we can do is choose to let the awareness be centered here and now in this body. And maybe each of us has a different way of being aware of our body. How is it that you're aware? How do you take in the living field of sensations? The sensations that let you know that you have a body. You might choose to relax your body a bit. But perhaps as you relax, it can be an opening to being aware. You might choose to know you're aware. I find it useful, the concept of where we take up a residency. Sometimes we take residency in our thinking. We live in our thoughts, through our thoughts. Sometimes we almost like become our thoughts because we're so pulled into the world. It's interesting to notice what happens to awareness when you're pulled into the worlds of thinking. What's happened to the mind? When you're preoccupied with thoughts, is there a narrowing of attention? A contraction? In a way, awareness can get lost in the maze of thinking. When we know that, we can choose to be aware again. Maybe aware of the body. Taking up residency in the body. The body is always in the present moment. And so the body can make a nice moment for awareness. Maybe there's a kind of awareness which lives in the body. Emanates from the body, a sensing maybe even a kind of resting in the sensations of body. Sensations of breathing. And if you find yourself slipping into thinking a lot, thinking is a completely valid event to be aware of. No need to be against thinking, opposed to thinking. We're trying not to be lost in thought. It's possible to be mindful of thinking. Maybe with an open, soft awareness. The awareness is not troubled. And then to gently, slowly, spaciously see if you can see, to notice the first aggregate in thinking, the sensations, tightness, contraction. Pulling, what happens in your body? Notice the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral quality of thinking. Without analysis, recognize thinking as thinking. Remembering as remembering. Fantasy as fantasy. Sometimes the clear recognition can give the mind some independence from the thinking. Like we've stepped away a foot or two and looked back at it. It's possible to know and feel the generative quality of thinking, the momentum in it, the onward leading, leaning forward into the future, into the next thought. And it's possible to be aware of it all. With a lot of patience. Aware without trying to accomplish anything. Just being aware. Or if you want to accomplish something, to let be a greater appreciation. Being aware and present here and now, awake. To what is happening, awake to what is happening, not to what you want to have happen. Perhaps taking a residency in the simplicity of awareness. Awareness is not something we do, but something we are. What we can do is choose to be aware. And perhaps that choice can be kind, a kindness. Not a chore. But done in a way that's has pleasure in it. Attention is how we attend with things. Attend to things, so awareness can be present for a particular area of our experience. Kindly attending to breathing. So awareness is present in the breathing, with the breathing. Sometimes we rest in awareness. Sometimes we gently attend. in that awareness is not something we do. It's what we are. There's a way in which awareness requires no effort. What requires a little bit of effort is to attend it to our experience. For example, to attend to breathing. But to attend in such a way that the awareness is centered on breathing. Or that breathing and the experience can be what arises, appears in awareness. We attend so that awareness can become brighter, clearer. Being aware of the generative quality of the mind. the way the mind or inner life has a charge to it of wanting or not wanting, leading forward in time or pulling back. An agitation that perpetuates itself. A pressure. Momentum in feelings, emotions. And perhaps to kindly attend to that momentum, the generative quality, the charge. So that it's welcomed into awareness. When there is no wind, the waves on the lake become still. When there's wind, the waves get bigger. The generative quality of the mind makes waves. Awareness is like the air which is windless, no wind, still, open, clear. It allows the waves to become quieter, settle. In a minute or so, the bell will ring to end the sitting. You might take your time to come out of the meditation so you can watch the birth of generative thinking. Momentum maybe gets set in motion if you begin to be less present, get more involved in changing your posture and open your eyes. What winds pick up that might make the waves bigger? Winds blow across the lake and stirs up waves. When the wind stops, there's nothing that is telling the waves to stop being waves, but the waves on their own will settle, quiet down. The generative thinking of the mind, constructions, the momentum that the mind has, stirs up a lot of things. Some things get, some waves are held stirred up for years and decades. But when we understand something about the generative quality of the mind, the momentum, the how desires and wants and thinking about things keeps creating momentum, keeps the wind going, the waves going, then maybe we can begin to appreciate how doing less is a quieting of the wind. It allows the waves of our life to settle, to quiet. It's a nature of waves that on their own, they dissipate. So maybe this distinction that I made between awareness and attention is useful for you. That awareness is something that we do effortlessly. And it's kind of interesting to notice through the day, different situations, the experiences you have, that come into awareness effortlessly. Like I just heard the sounds of the cars outside. The initial sound of the, I wasn't planning it, I wasn't constructing it, I wasn't wanting it. It appeared effortlessly in awareness. Often this sense of effortless quality of things coming to awareness can be noticed in things that were unexpected that occur. Oh, there it is. It's in awareness. Where the effort is in the practice of mindfulness is the attending, which I called attention. Attention is awareness that attends to something. And for sometimes I can feel like a lot of work, especially if there's expectation and you're trying to make something happen. But it could also be an act of love, attending to someone or something that you love. But attending then is like being so that awareness can be present, can be centered somewhere. So that there's we attend to something, so that thing, whatever it is we're attending to, has a chance to reveal awareness, has a chance to arise in awareness. So there's this play between the effort we make and trusting or allowing for that which, for awareness which we don't do. Sometimes the attending needs more effort. If we become complacent in our practice, they're kind of drifting off in thought casually as if like might as well or something, or you know, not really so much doing the practice, but then maybe some more effort is needed in the attending. Like a little bit more of a commitment or decisiveness. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to attend. But not with strain, but with love. Not with strain, but with kindness or care. With the idea that we attend so we can establish awareness. The language of the Buddha, establishing awareness on the body, on the breathing, feelings, mind states. Having awareness be present in these areas. And then at some point it might be valuable to then appreciate the attending allows for the effortless awareness to be there. And then with time, maybe we don't need to attend anymore. We can rest in awareness. And then other times we have to remember to attend. So I hope that some of what I said this morning will give you something interesting to practice with today. We're well into the retreat. We had a little tidal wave go through last night. But maybe mostly that wave maybe has settled quite a bit. I hope that's the case. Maybe still some waves with the shift, with the masks. We've tried to give a lot of care and attention to think this out and what we're doing here. I'm trusting that those of you who are in the hall are comfortable with the number of people who are here. And if not, that you'll find a way to be comfortable somewhere else. I did say yesterday that the walking hall would be reserved for people masked. And I've checked with the people I could about that, maybe that was relevant for, there might be people who will remain masked in the walking hall, but the ones, it doesn't seem like it's necessary to keep it masked only. So if some of you would like to be in there without masks, that's fine. It maybe creates a little more space here, and it's a nice place in there. So hopefully everyone's finding a place and finding a way. And if you have a need of some kind that's not being met in terms of sitting, you can let us know. We'll try to figure out how to manage that. And we'll consider, especially when we get to the halfway point on Sunday, whether some shifting would be useful. And again, but for now, that's what we'll do. And we'll continue with the practice discussions today. And so for those of you who had a practice discussion day before yesterday, you'll have it today. Today is Thursday. So if people had it on Tuesday, we'll have it today. And if you saw Andrea, you'll see me. And if you saw me, you'll see Andrea. Kim will be sitting in with me today, right? On the Bodhi deck, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, those of you I'll meet. Thank you very, very much for our practice together. Let us continue.